this is a happy coffee mumbo jumbo customer who's just had a latte. And only yesterday did coffee mumbo jumbo try the Guatemalan Santa Clara single origin Bourbon Caturra bean roasted to perfection by artisan roaster CGP Fürth Café Vienna. And I was commenting on it, and I uploaded it on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo website, and I had my good friend Danny, who's also a very good barista here, to try the R58, and he had fun with producing a bit of latte art as well. And we really like that coffee. He likes a latte as well, or actually a flat white, so less milk than Shirley likes, still a double shot, and it's very lovely and chocolatey. And I commented that it is a lovely, smooth coffee, definitely got the lovely chocolate notes, but it might just be a good blend, something to blend with. Little did I know that the other bag of coffee, called Treibstoff, translated fuel, is actually a blend of the Guatemalan Santa Clara and the Indian Balmari. Now, the roaster hasn't told me the exact percentage of both. My inkling is that there's more Santa Clara in it than Indian Balmari. I don't know, I'll have to find out. But the bottom line is, this latte, Shirley, what did it taste like? You just couldn't get to the bottom of it quick enough.
Oh, I can't get enough of that one. It's a good combo. Well done, Charlie.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Fantastic. Smooth, rich, chocolatey, still lingering on my palates.
Mm-hmm. You've got nothing left in there. Do I have to pull another shot for you? Are you ready to go for work?
I don't even have to wash my mug.
That's right. It's clean as a whistle.
Yes.
Ah, she likes that one. Well, I haven't tried it yet because we're in a bit of a hurry. So although I pulled a shot first, just an espresso, and saw that the pour was really nice, so I immediately got back and pulled another one. And, well, I'm happy that that one seems good. So I'm going to try it myself as an espresso and then just see what it tastes like. In fact, I've got it here and it's settled very nicely. This is the third shot I pulled. And, well, it smells beautiful, that's for sure. Let me just taste it. I've learned recently that you've really also, even you've a sip in an espresso, not only when you're cupping, you have to draw in some air, so that's what I'm doing. And it is lovely. There's a lovely acidity coming in first, immediately, well-rounded coming off, and ending in that very familiar chocolatey note. So yeah, well done again.